Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It goes without saying, you're here for another episode of Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I am Wing, joined by the lovely and amazing Seffi.
Hello.
And today we are giving you a really, really real episode, I would say.
Kind of too real.
Maybe too real. I don't think Seffi's going to cope listening back to this.
Kind of one of those things I'll listen back and be like, fuck, okay.
I feel like you have the vibe of you've been drunk texting all night, kind of you-upping everybody. You up. You've been sending them out like willy-nilly, nobody's business. And you're going to wake up tomorrow and think, oh, what the fuck did I do?
Oh, God. You really spilled the beans on yourself.
To me, that makes for a great episode.
It was great.
So stay tuned. Chats on mental health, happiness, contentment, authenticity. You know what to expect. You know the deal around here. And if you don't, you're going to get used to it very, very quickly, I'm sure. Who's going to start?
Oh, I thought you were going to start, but I can start. How are you feeling today? I can start by throwing it back at you.
Yeah.
Whoever starts doesn't really have to start. That's the good bit.
No, yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, have you been doing the work this week?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I thought you would.
Well, I did go on my day. It was fine. I didn't really feel like I did any work, though, on that day. It was fine.
Cool.
So maybe I should come up with a different doing the work. Maybe you should go first. Have you been doing the work?
I've definitely been doing a lot of thinking, that's for sure.
Not a lot of work, but a lot of thinking.
I don't know if I've been doing a lot of emotional work, but I've definitely been coming to some conclusions. Last week I said it would be a fun thing to do is to like get yourself into something or blah, blah, blah. But here's where I am at the moment. March for me, it's now what day is it today? The 7th of April. March for me was like chaos. Like I didn't have a break. Like it was just like go, 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 go. It was like a lot. And it was full of getting myself into things, like a new exciting project. It was like I'd done that. And I'd said, oh, April, I'm going to really slow down. And I haven't yet, but I will. And if not this month, then it will be next month. Only because we're already a week in and I need to kind of like tie up my loose ends.
Tie up some ends, yeah.
Tie up some ends, cross some T's, dot some I's. And then nice. I can have like a full...
You can have a spa day. You can relax.
I can have like an actual day off. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You can watch all the Harry Potters in one day. Just get that in early, you know.
Boy, will I. Boy. Watch me.
Boy, oh boy.
Half of me is like, yeah, I'm doing the work by doing like some of the most amazing things, like so happy to be doing what I'm doing, but then I'm also doing the work because I'm sowing the seeds of being able to say no to things and like extending my deadlines, and I'm making my life a lot easier. I'm making my future self more stable, I think, by like giving her a better chance, because it's just like, it's just a crazy old life out here, right?
It's the only option. Make your life easy for yourself.
But I did do an amazing thing for, I won't say who, but like quite a big influencer.
Oh, I don't even know about this. I'm thinking, who is this?
I'm not going to give details or like, it's not out yet, so I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I'm really happy with it. It's no one we know, and I didn't really know who they were. But so that she's like an influencer, like a musician, like very, very cool person. I was able to create some stuff with her.
Is it Dodie?
Is it Zola?
No, musician. I'm thinking... Dodie is the only one I could think of.
It's kind of One Direction. If the doing the work is like pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, which I feel like it often is for me, half of pushing myself out of my comfort zone is like getting me onto these exciting projects and like doing cool things, like making stuff that I'm really proud of and like having fun new experiences. And then this new part that I'm trying to lean into more is the taking my time, slowing down, not having to do everything, like just because something's really exciting and it feels like a once in a lifetime opportunity, it doesn't mean it's my only opportunity, and it doesn't mean I have to do it right now on everyone else's terms. Like, no, like I can have my own peace and quiet. So I look forward to it. Maybe next month. I don't know when I'm going to schedule in that peace and quiet, but I will do it.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of the thing of the doors will open. It's not your job to know when they'll open, how they'll open. You don't need to grab at each door. They'll open. You just got to open the door in your head, walk right through. Jim told us this.
We're coming in early with Jim on this one.
Jim told us this about 10 years ago. He said it in an interview. We're bringing it up twice.
Under 5 minutes, we're going in with Jim. Yeah.
And I don't even care. It's Jim. Jim owns this as well now. It's partly Jim's thing.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
That's really nice, though. I think that's really true.
Yeah. Well, that's really nice. But then so also, I'm not going to lie. I was thinking yesterday, and I literally was holding my phone about to go on the stories and talk. I just thought, I can't do it. It's hard because I'm thinking of the reality of it is that, sorry, I'm really like kind of venting, but this is not really what you signed up for, but whatever.
No, go for it.
This is our podcast and we're going to bring you authentic realness.
Always.
And whatever that looks like on the day. And on the day, it's this, me kind of ranting about God knows what.
And it's me kind of being a little bit depressed, I think. I don't really know what my mood is today. I'm just a little bit down.
We're going to unpack it.
We'll unpack.
We're going to unpack it. And it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting ride. We're going to see where it takes us. But I feel like recently, my biggest thing that I think I've identified that is what I need to start doing the work on, like really, really actively. I think I need to be quite strict with myself. I think I've kind of come to the conclusion, it's quite sad, I've got myself into some bad habits over the past like couple of months. Not that I'm like suddenly like kind of doing coke and like kind of, I'm Demi.
You're Demi Lovato. She's been watching Dancing with the Devil. She thought that looked like fun. If anything,
that looks like fun.
That looked like a great idea. Looked like it went really well for her.
Basically, I think I'm looking too much into people being negative.
Oh, that's not nice.
Like people being mean. I'm really like consuming a lot of mean stuff, not like directed at me at all.
Is this about the DM that we just got?
No, but I can go into that. But basically, I've been consuming a lot of shit online of like people, I don't know, like loads of comments about, like, this is really, like, this is such an old reference, but like loads of comments about Molly May's body when she's on holiday or whatever. Yeah. That's like a really old thing. But those sorts of, I'm consuming a lot of like awful, dark,
nasty people,
forums of people spewing hate at people.
Why are you doing that?
It's kind of like reading tabloids in the early 2000s, like reading like kind of OK magazine where they're saying like, Jennifer Aniston looks so chubby. Is she pregnant? Do you know what I mean? Awful. And I'm just consuming a lot of this kind of...
I can't go near that shit. That is like...
I can't. Well, what I've realised is now, I think the symptom of that now is that I'm... Everything I do in my life, I'm viewing my life. I'm viewing myself like through the eyes of someone that hates me.
Oh God, that's horrible.
Like really awful.
Do you know what's most awful about that is that no one hates you. So you're viewing your life through a fictional eyes of someone that doesn't exist that in a parallel universe hates you.
Yeah.
And that doesn't know you.
Completely.
So that's the most fucked up bit, is the imagined audience of it all.
Is that it's all in my mind, yeah. Because it's not like I'm reading piles and piles of hate about me, because it doesn't exist. Like, this is a small podcast. Like, we're currently, don't know when you're hearing this, but we're currently operating from a relatively safe space of people being, like, pretty nice to us generally. And I think what I was going to say on the story yesterday, honestly, I'm not coming in with tears, but I am emotional about it. I feel like, God, I don't
know. Okay, she is going to cry, but it's fine. Look, you're going to cry. I'm dead inside. It's a good show, okay?
It's kind of, that is what you came for. Right, hang on, let me get a grip.
This is why I wish I could get a camera on this right now and monetize these tears. What's upsetting you?
I just kind of need some eye contact with you.
Okay.
I'm happy for this all to go in, by the way. Like, I know you think don't lower the tone, but I'm kind of thinking, look, my tone is low sometimes.
No, I don't think that at all. I don't think at all don't lower the tone. I think let's drag the tone on the ground, dig a hole, get it deeper.
Well, always. Lucky for you.
I love
a low
tone.
You're going to love what's coming.
So look in my eyes and get those tears out further.
Yeah. I think what I'm thinking, it's hard. It's hard being me, kind of destroying your own life. I think the thing is, what we always wanted with this was people to listen and we would all feel seen by one another. I feel seen by you, you feel seen by me, the listener feels seen by us, I then feel seen by them listening to us, listening to you, listening to me, listening to them, and it becomes this whole real like dynamic connection that we have. The problem is though with that, And with me seeing myself then through, or imagining, just spending a lot of time subconsciously wasting energy on thinking about the people that hate me or the people that would have whatever perceptions of me. Every time we get the most beautiful DM saying, like, love your podcast, like, I loved when you said this, or really like you guys, like, I feel like we're friends, blah, blah, blah. Every time we get a message saying, I feel so seen by that, it's like, that's one more person that could be disappointed, or like, that's one more person that...
Oh, that's horrible.
Do you know what I mean? No. Silence.
Yes and no, because I think I get it from the perspective of the people that really are in on us. I'll be absolutely gutted if we ever get a message saying, like, you guys have really changed, like, I'm not really into you anymore, like, you're really boring. Cry every episode. whatever. I'll be really gutted. Or, like, this whole Jim Carrey thing, it, like, needs to stop, like, whatever. It's like,
that's fair enough.
I agree. Yeah. Like, I fully agree with all of it.
Or it's like the Harry Potter shit, it needs to go. It's like, no, I'm with you. I completely agree.
Yeah, no, we're so with you. Someone left us a review being like, the best Harry Potter podcast. Like, no, no.
I think they were making a joke with
us. I know they were.
Because we said in the last episode, didn't we? Yeah.
They are making a joke, but it's also like, when we say keep this on the down low, we mean keep this on the down low. but I agree with all of that. But I think when I get a bit, I don't know, it just kind of brushes off me, is when we got a DM today that was like I got a reply from this really big influence the other day and you guys haven't even replied to me yet. And I looked up and she'd sent something like a month ago that we hadn't seen. And I do feel a bit like, you're not entitled to a reply. I'm so sorry. We try so hard to go through all of the answers, and I think we are good at it. I think we really try. If we've left you out, we were saying this earlier, give us a little nudge, send another one, and we will get back to you.
Yeah, I really encourage that. If we haven't replied to you, if you sent us something, just send us something. Like, I get it. It's not like, oh, if I missed your message, like, prompt me. It's like, well, why should I? But if you want to have a little chat with us, come back and be like, girls, like, I sent you that really cool thing. Like, have you seen it? But like, don't be a mean person. Don't be a cunt.
Well, I think what was annoying about that message was because it was aggressive. It was, you guys, how dare you not reply to me? I've sent you a message and you guys think you're so amazing not to message me.
You only sent one message, like,
which is just, I find it irritating. Like, if I'm actually being completely honest, I find that really entitled and irritating. There are so many influencers that I fucking adore that I've sent messages to, and of course I don't expect them to get back to me. What are you on about?
The thing is with that is that, like, it's not even a thing of, oh, I don't have the time to reply to everyone, or like, oh, I just blah blah blah. It's the fact that when you send a message, maybe to you it's like, oh, you've sent us a message, but to me, when that comes up on my phone and I see you've sent something, it's like, right, I want to have that moment with you. It's a one-on-one or a two-on-one moment between Seffy and Wing and you, and I want to really, even if it was just a passing thing, I want to give you a good convo. I want to give you a good chat, and that the good chat isn't always available because I'm kind of crying about feeling like I'm going to disappoint everyone. Do you get what I mean? It's not that we're like, oh, we get so many messages and we just don't have the time and blah, blah, blah.
No, it's like, not that at all.
Absolutely. If we sat down and replied all day, we absolutely would have the time. But I put too much pressure on the message being perfect that I don't send the message because I feel like my reply isn't going to be good enough for you guys. Look, this is really real.
Yeah, this is very real. I don't know. I just find messages like that a bit kind of, look, we do care. And I think if you know us, you do know that we care.
I hope so. I was thinking yesterday, the fact that Steffi and I do this together means that we have these conversations all the time. All the time. Every time we speak, we're talking about, like, how the week's been, how it's grown, how things have changed, what we're scared of, what we're excited about, a cute message. Like, we're constantly talking about the psychology of this for us, that I think sometimes, like, if we were doing it on our own, which would be a godforsaken alternate universe which I would never want to be in,
no,
because we do it together and we talk so much together, we forget to share the realness of that with you listening, maybe. And I think it may be some, because we were talking about saying, oh, do we put something on the story saying, like, we're human, blah blah blah, it's a bit, like, wanky thing saying, like, we're not ignoring you, blah blah blah. Maybe it's just that we just continue to show more and more that we're human. I know, like, maybe this sounds really ridiculous because we are a small podcast and it's like, no one's saying you're not human, you losers. Like, obviously.
It's like, no, you do seem very human.
You seem very human.
No one's got you on a pedestal.
So irrelevant.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? Because so much of the podcast is geared towards, like, the higher, quote unquote, higher parts of ourselves, it's like our higher selves come and sit down in front of the microphone and they talk, blah, blah, blah. And then the real Seffy and Wing creep back out once the episode is over and all the fear, and not that we're like crippled with fear all the time, but I just think there are parts of it that don't get the light naturally because it's not Instagrammable and all of that stuff.
I think I feel the imposter syndrome, hint back to the last episode, of that mm-hmm. so much, because it's like, yeah, okay, we can get on here and talk about body image, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, well, then I'll still get it back in my life and be like, right, I'm not eating for the day. I still deal with all of that shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's when you feel the huge weight of it. Then you get messages saying, this episode really helped me on body image. It's like, no, but it didn't even fucking help me. It didn't even fucking help me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what the hell? Yeah. Like, it's all, I think all of this stuff is amazing, but then I think getting a message that's like, you guys didn't even reply, it's like, oh, because we're still going through shit. Like, you know, you're arguing with your fucking friend, yeah. So am I, I'm doing shit as well. Like, it's kind of, there's shit going on, and yes, I will try and reply to everyone, and that's not in a way, if there is like a massive queue of people that are like dying, guys, please reply. But when we get a shitty message like that, it just does give me the reminder of, no, like, that I do need to take some ownership of my energy here and not spend my time trying to like make amends with people that are angry with me because they got a reply from a bigger person.
Exactly.
It's like,
yeah.
It's good for fucking them, great, yeah. I'm so glad you caught them in a good moment for them that they could reply to a DM. Oh god, I've kind of nearly sick.
God, sorry. No, what am I doing? Really,
why are we starting with this?
I think this is a big fat joke to everyone listening. They're literally like, you are a tiny podcast. Like, no one knows who the fuck you are. Like, you are not handling this well.
Like this, guys, small... this isn't worth the stress. And it's not. Yeah. It's not, if we're honest, it's not worth the stress, but it is.
This is what I think as well. Like, Seffy, I love you saying that of like, what's going on with you is going on with us too, blah blah blah. And I think that's why maybe you like the podcast, is because we're not like Dodie, like we're not like like we're not a massive influencer.
We're two girls sat in their bedrooms.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, exactly. But it's like, we're kind of sat in our scummy little lives.
Yeah.
And that's why I say in every episode, if you want to do something, especially start a podcast, just go and do it, because there's no reason why Seffy and Wing works, and it's working so far.
You want to write a song? Write a fucking song, bitch. Like, honestly.
Go for it. I've got an album coming out at some point in my life. I haven't started working on it yet.
Absolutely.
But there is an album coming. You will hear an album from me.
Oh, before the day is done, there will be a single out, for sure.
I just hope that it's really hard to articulate the value of... Look, now I'm crying.
Yeah.
It's so powerful to know that people listen. Right, that's a bit cringe.
No, awful.
That's too... But like,
I just love the idea that this is the first episode people listen to of us. They're like, oh, what's this Seffy and Wing thing? They click this on, they're like, sorry, what the fuck is this?
And that's what I mean by like, obviously we're not massive. It's not fucking Kylie Jenner sat here being like, love you guys, blah, blah, blah. Even if we had like 10 million people listening versus if we had like 100 people listening, the value of one person listening is life changing to me in my mind. Like, it just it does, I don't know. It just feels like a real thing. And I just...
I think that's the attitude we've always had with it though. Like, each message has felt like so much, and that's, I think for me, that's the thing that's kept me going, along with just the delusion of myself and my life. I do think that's one of the things that's like, each message does mean so much. And I think that's probably why we get so upset when we get one that's mean. We never get any mean messages apart from incel men. We do get mean messages.
And also they ended the message with, this is just some advice.
Kind advice.
Just some kind advice. Don't take it to heart. And it's like, look, if you knew me at all, you know that's going straight to my heart, deep inside.
Sorry, but you just stabbed into my heart. So don't then say it's kind advice.
I think it's just every single message we get, it's like, oh, I've got a new best friend. It's like every single message we get, it's like, this is my new soulmate. Like, I'm dedicating my life to you.
They're literally like, this is too much. They're like, this is too much. I just sent a casual DM, mate.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, no, I didn't ask for that. We say this, sorry, I'm really, God, it's a real rant from me. But we say a lot about like, oh, it feels like it's bigger than us now, all of a sudden, like now it's bigger than us. We don't have the power over it. It's bigger than us. And I think I just have a lot of fear about, if it's bigger than us now and it's still small, if it continues to get bigger than us, I won't be able to convince you that you have value to me, because it just becomes a thanks for the messages, guys, thanks. I can't sit everyone down and say thank you, like, how are you?
It's so true. Well, it's kind of, you want to write a handwritten letter to each person, send the pigeons out, they send little messages.
Yes, exactly, yes.
But I also think that's the name of the game with the fucking internet.
The name of the game.
The name of the game of the internet is that everyone feels like their personality's been stripped of them and that their numbers.
Mm.
I still know that I'm valued within my within the podcast that I follow and the people that I follow. I still know that I'm valued as more of a number, and they feel that they've got a personal connection with their audience without getting a personalized fucking letter through the mail from them. Like, I think it goes without saying.
I think so.
It gets to a point where it goes without saying that you're valued in the audience. And also, like, you know that, like, you know that you're smart people.
They are smart. God. Okay, well, happiness, hey?
I hope everyone's feeling a bit happier than us. That's all I can say. Christ.
Breakdown overs. Yeah.
Was it singular? Was it plural? I don't know. I don't know whether I'm breaking down or not. But I think before recording an episode on happiness, you psych yourself up slightly to almost be like, right, okay, now I've got to have my points in order. I've got to know what I want to say about happiness, because it's a fucking big topic. Like, it's big, and it's also like, I've got thoughts, but also, I don't know, today I'm just feeling very iffy. Like, I don't know what it is. And I think seeing some of the stuff on the story, we wrote, do you place your happiness on future goals and things like that? And I just think subconsciously, I think we're doing that more than we think.
Mm.
You can do all of the things. Like, you can control your mindset so much, I feel. Like, I do so much work to be able to control my daily happiness with, like, fucking yoga, meditation, fucking gratitude, all of this shit, and like mindfulness,
blah, blah, blah,
of the fucking bullshit. It can only go so far, I think. Mm-hmm. I think all of that shit that has come in the realm of kind of mental health chat can only go so far if you still have the huge societal pressure put on you that you can only be happy once you've reached these markers of success, and that you can only be happy in the future, and that your present is kind of irrelevant because it's all about either the story you tell yourself from the past of why you can't be happy, or the narrative you have about the future of why you will be happy when you've achieved point A, point B, point C.
Yeah.
And it's just never about now. And I think all of these, like, grounding techniques, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, right, okay, like, enjoy your day. Enjoy this bit of your day. Like, aren't you lucky to have this? It's like, it only goes so far, because sometimes it's like, I don't fucking feel that.
Yeah.
I don't fucking feel that at all. I've woken up, the sky's blue. Why am I still feeling shit? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, well, the last thing I want to do then is be like, right, let's put on fucking Andy from Headspace. And
hi, I'm Andy.
Meditate away. It's like, no, I really don't want to do that. I just want to go back to bed.
100%. I was going to say to you, yeah, like, it only goes so deep because you're supposed to be upset sometimes. And we've said before, like, Steffi and I have this bad habit of trying to smart our way out of our feelings. Like, you try and intellectualize your emotions so much that you try and find a route out of them. And sometimes if you're sad or in a low mood or whatever is happening, it's kind of just like, yeah, you can find out why all you want, and you can have all of this massive toolkit of mental health resources to go back to maybe try and make you feel better. But maybe the biggest thing is just acceptance of, okay, I accept that I am sad today, or even in this moment. We were literally saying earlier, I can have a great old morning, be feeling really positive, and then by like 12 o'clock, I'm feeling shit. Oh my God, awful. Worst day ever.
Yeah.
Then I feel great again. It's not like, oh, I have one bad day. It's like, I have a million things in one.
It's just a huge yo-yo.
Or I used to hate people being like, it's okay to have a bad day, because I would be like, oh, what about like a bad season? Like, yeah, what about like a bad 6 months?
What about just like quite a bad life?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
We said a few episodes ago, I think it was like, that I don't really experience like sadness that much, which I think is really true.
I jinxed it.
No, but I don't. Like, I literally don't.
Yeah.
So I think it hits me really hard when I do. Like, when I suddenly am just like, oh, I feel just like sad. Like, I think I'm very much slip into anxiety very easily, or just like manic behavior very, very easily. But like sadness as like a slow emotion.
You're rarely still.
Never.
You never have a stillness.
You're not very pleasant to be around.
You're not very peaceful.
You're kind of making
me
on edge.
You're kind of the worst person ever. No, I mean, but I mean, it was something that like I it was a notable feature, like when I was getting to know you and like when we were forming our like strongest love. Bond ever. Yeah, when we were building our love. It's like a notable feature of yours that like you don't have that like a still wallowing sadness, which I'll hold my hands up. I do. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Who's shocked? No one. But yeah, you are rarely still in sadness. Do you know what I mean? Like it's, it is interesting. I think we have different experiences.
I think it's a franticness.
It's admirable in lots of ways because it means that I've seen you do it. Something happens or whatever. You have the reaction, you get upset, you work through it. And half an hour later, we're kind of watching a horror film with like loads of sweets. It's kind of the best.
That sounds...
It's like, oh, Seffy's sad. Yes, I can't wait for how we get out of this one.
It's kind of getting a six-year-old out of a sadness. Like, you're sad about the kitten. Don't worry about the kitten. Look over here.
It's like, oh my God, we're going to Thorpe Park today.
Look over here. It's a big jelly bag of jelly beans. It's like, yay!
Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think I look for the reasoning behind sadness, and it's like when you can't find either a distraction in a big bag of jelly beans or kind of a trampoline, and suddenly it's like, oh no, you're just sad for no reason. Like, I think you've got to carry this onto the trampoline. You can be eating your jelly beans still with just like a bit of a sad tummy because nothing's going on.
It's just the reality of being human.
It's like you're on your period and you feel sad or whatever. It's like a chemical thing.
You're in a pandemic, maybe. Don't know if you've thought of that, guys.
You might be in the middle of a fucking global pandemic.
You might be living through a major historical event. You might a monumental be. Moment in culture.
But even when you're not, like when it's just kind of, I'm just like on the way to see my friend and I'm just like, oh, I feel like sad. I think it comes as a real like, oh yeah, like someone come and like zap it out of me. Like, no, it becomes kind of like, I don't know how to deal with sadness, like just like a slow level of sadness or like a neutral state. I don't know how to deal with just like a neutral to sad.
Yeah.
I want to like exist on the like extremities of things, like either so fucking happy or like I'm sad and like everyone leave me alone. Like, I don't want this like weird, like I just feel a bit off.
It's the Leo moon.
I see that.
I mean, in reality, it's like got nothing to do with the quote unquote Leo moon, whatever that is.
I think it's actually just anxiety.
But I think as well, like, I think a massive thing at the moment is the toxic positivity thing. But I think for you, it's actually got nothing to do with that.
Oh, yeah, no.
The like, it's not that you are trying to... It's not that you're trying to be positive and blah, blah, blah. I think there's a thing about being weak as well. Can we talk about that? You don't want to.
We can't, look, fuck, I'm so beyond it. Maybe it's just today and when I'm editing this, I'm going to be like, fucking hell, bitch.
Cringe. Yeah. Look, are we doing this or not? Are we doing this or not?
Yeah, like, we're doing it.
Yeah.
This is the thing we keep saying to ourselves recently. It's like, you're either going to do something and you might as well do it fully.
Yeah.
As Jim would say, risk being seen in all of your glory.
Yes,
Jim would say that.
Glory. Thanks, Jim Carrey. He's sabotaging our lives.
I think, in fact, he did say that once in an interview and I wrote it in my notes. But... you can either do that or you can do it half-assed, i.e. not do it at all. So yeah, let's fucking do it. I have a preoccupation with being weak. It's fine.
Yeah, and I think it doesn't... Well, maybe you should speak about it. I'm not commenting on, you know, your life for once.
I hate looking weak. It's like a big old thing. Like if someone, if I were to feel patronized, or I think I have a problem with sympathy as well.
Yeah.
That if someone was going to be like, oh, like, why don't you just, it's like, no, fuck off. Fuck off. I'm stronger than
She's
you.
She's fumed
you
need already to, you, just thinking about it.
It's like, no, you've actually, your boyfriend doesn't love you, bitch. Like it's kind of, if someone, I'll get like a bit.
Like someone's being really nice. Like, no, Steffi, don't worry about it. Like, no, oh, like.
It's like your parents are going to get a divorce. Yeah. Your parents are going to get a fucking divorce.
Wait, shit. Oh my God. What is wrong with her?
I'm joking. I would never say
definitely
that.
Definitely a gendered thing too, though, right? Of being a weak woman.
Oh, for sure,
and I
for
think
sure.
There's like a concept that I think a lot of us have grown up with the damsel in distress, and like maybe being, you know, oh, I'm gonna be a tomboy and I'm gonna reject being the damsel in distress and all of these things that we've internalized.
It's not like other girls.
Yeah.
It's so, I'm not like other girls. It's like, no, like I'm just above that. I'm like, it's so fine. I'm just a cool girl. Like I jump on a trampoline, like I'm fine. It's like, no, actually, get off the trampoline.
Well, it's a weakness in itself. The kind of declaration of I'm never sad, I'm never weak. It's like, well, that there's your weakness then. It's kind of in our favourite film, Jumanji, but not the classic. The one with The Rock.
The Jack Black, The Rock.
Yeah.
And Kevin Hart, Jumanji.
Nick Jonas, some may say. Basically, there's a bit in Jumanji, just a side note. There's a bit in Jumanji where it comes up with all of their weaknesses and, like, is a really lame joke. Like, one of them is, like, cake, I swear. Mm,
and he does eat some cake, and I think he explodes. Crazy
thing. Yeah, something weird happens. But Steffi's weakness would be being seen as weak, maybe.
My weakness would be weakness, yeah.
Yeah. It's quite cool.
So cool, right, guys? Like, she's just one of those girls that, like, her weakness is weakness.
No, but it's quite cool. My weakness would be weakness. It's like, yeah, that's cool. My weakness is strength.
What's actually your weakness, do you think? Like, I don't actually know what my... If you had a Jumanji thing and it was, like, your strengths and weaknesses, what do you reckon yours would be?
My weakness is... My weakness is, like, sympathy, but kind of in a really annoying Shane Dawson way. I'm just, like, an empath, and I can't watch old people eat because it just, like, ruins my whole week. Like,
I hate that.
But it is kind of... I'm a sucker for a sob story.
Mm-hmm.
I'll feel your sadness more. You're not even sad, and I'm feeling your sadness more than you've ever felt sadness before.
It's like, you're absolutely
no, I'm not
fine.
Sad about it. I'm crying for you. You're like, no, I'm actually good.
There's an old person on a bench eating a sandwich. They're really enjoying
yeah,
it.
He's like, don't pity me, bitch.
Wing's like, they're so lonely. They're all alone in this world.
I think that's my weakness is the sob story. I take things too deep.
What's your strength?
Is the deepness. My strength is like, I just have the whole massive range of, is being able to feel things deeply. And like, it's a wild thing to get out of or get through tough shit. I think it's the most important, like, amazing thing of life is love. The only thing written in life is love.
Yeah.
The love for yourself to get through trying times, lines, vines and trying times. What about you? What's yours? What's your strength? Or like, what would you say is your biggest strength or just a learning thing, ATM?
I don't know. I was thinking about this. I think it's something that I've been hearing throughout my entire life. It's just that we've been talking about authenticity and all of this stuff, but I think there is an idea with me of like difference, which is really mm-hmm. sounds like it's like, I'm not like other girls, I'm different.
She's quirky.
I'm just a quirky, kooky gal. Mm-hmm. But I do think... I think there's more to it than that, and like it's a conversation we've been having more and more recently, me and Wing and I'm kind of shaking because I kind of feel like I wanted to say this on the podcast for so long,
yeah,
and kind of to the world. It's like, guys, I'm gay, I'm joking. You already know.
Feels like suddenly it's an announcement video.
Suddenly it's an announcement. But I do think there is an idea of difference.
No, I completely know how you feel,
and it's something blah blah blah, I don't know what I'm saying. There's
just say it in one sentence, even. Basically,
the sentence is, there's been throughout my life an idea that I might be autistic. I think recently I've been coming, and it's been used as a joke throughout my life, oh, don't worry about her, it's just her autism. And there's a lot of a history of autism in my family anyway, so I have a very, very close personal mm-hmm. relationship with autism as it is, but it's been a thing throughout my life, and women are diagnosed in fucked up ways. Like, there is mm-hmm. no real the way that women are diagnosed is fucked. Like,
there's a big discrepancy.
If you don't have the markers of, you don't love trains, then you can't be autistic. You don't love inanimate, you don't have cars, you don't talk about this, you get social cues. And women's autism comes up in a way of like masking and all this different mm-hmm. stuff, and just processing emotion in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really getting fucked up about this as well.
No, it's okay.
I'm kind of like,
we're all on the edge of our seats. You know what it is? We're all giving you a lot of sympathy right now.
And I'm like,
but not because of the content of what you're saying. Just
I'm like, all your parents are getting divorced.
But just for the experience of like, it's hard to talk about things. It's hard to talk about something when you're not quite sure if you've got a grip on it yourself yet. Anyway, that's what we were kind of saying. Is like, it's hard to give the full story on something when you haven't quite figured out how the story goes yet.
It's been a big thing throughout my life of, should I get diagnosed, should I not? Because I mean, my family personally have weird experience with the like diagnostic system, I guess, and things like that. And it's just a process. And I think I'm coming to a point in myself where I'm realizing that I'm from people that really know me. And it's something that you listening right now might not really be hearing. This might come as like a bit of a like, what? Like sort of thing. But I think people that really know me, it's something that's come up a lot of like, you just are slightly different in the way that you think and process information. And I do see that. And I think I denied it for so fucking long and wanted to be the same as everyone for so long. Kind of, am I gonna cry?
Yeah, cry, absolutely cry.
What is this episode? Honestly, I'm so sorry for anyone that's listening to this in their first episode.
I think if you've got a discomfort with authentic like realness, then that's on you. Like,
then you can go. Yeah, you can go.
This is part of your life. This is part of what's going on in your mind. It's hard to come to an episode every week when like maybe 40% of the week you've been thinking about a big thing that's affecting you, but you need to ignore it for 3 hours while we record.
Well, thing is, it's that thing of, it's not a big thing to me. Like, it's not, it hasn't been throughout my whole life. I think there's been conversations about it of, oh, okay, well, like, what's kind of going on with that fucking freak? Like, what's that bitch thinking? But I think me and you for the first time had a conversation about, it was probably over a year ago now, where it was like, look, let's cut with the just, you're a bit weird, you're a bit different.
Well, I always thought it was a bit weird that people just said, oh, Zevi's just a bit autistic, huh? And I kind of thought, I don't think that's fair to just make it a sweeping little joke or like make it a little dig and kind of not, I don't want information to be withheld from you about yourself. And I also think it's kind of really, but I always describe it as just like everything that I love about you could be tied down to your autism. So it's kind of the best. It's just literally just a part of who you are. And we always say, just own your truth, guys, and your feelings are valid.
Own your fucking truth, your feelings are valid, trust the timing of life and all that. Yeah, I think that it's just one of those things. I definitely don't have a grip on it. And there's definitely people, it's kind of when there's such a lack of awareness of autism within women, there will be people going, no, you don't.
You know what it is? It's autism imposter syndrome.
It's autism gaslighting. Yeah. I don't know. It's very confusing to me. And it's very, because when I hear it from people of, no, you process this wrong, you have a different understanding of this and you...
What have you done with that thing? What did you do there?
You're just slightly getting everything wrong. I very much for a long time took that so personally, like, why can't I see what everyone else is seeing? Like, why can't I just, I can't do small talk in so many ways. I people will be like, how are you, and I'll say all the wrong things, and it's like, why can't I just know the lingo? Like, everyone else seems to have this little language that I just can't fucking do.
This is why the DMs often fall on me, because I have to make like a big, I have to do like the good, like, kind of it's like flirting. The amount of times I've been sexting for Seffi, she's sexting by proxy, like, it's kind of
it's so true, it's so fucking true. I really am sexting by proxy sometimes. Look, it's a thing I don't have a grip on myself yet, but if we're going to talk about strength, it's like, look, I'm trying to accept that difference is a strength and there's no need to mask as, I'm just a normal kind of gal. It's like, no, actually, sometimes you come across really weird, and that's fine. It's fine. You come off just a little bit like, what was she talking about? And that's fine.
Yeah. 100%.
It's real and it's authentic, and I don't know if I want to get diagnosed. I don't know where I want to go from here.
Well, maybe you listening might have some interesting insights and like you can direct.
Well, don't come at me saying actually, but if you're gonna be nice and normal, and if you have personal experience,
don't give her sympathy because she'll be fucking rude.
Just please
don't give her loads of sympathy. But people, I reckon lots of people will relate to what you're saying, and we're just about realness here.
And I'm over trying to be normal. I'm doing a whole thing at the moment where it's like, I'll walk out of a room and just be like, I just said a weird thing as I left, like, that just everyone is now thinking, huh? But I'm just like, look, what, like, that,
yeah,
Like, yeah. I actually am kind of getting over it.
It's part of the fun of life.
And I think it's just part of my quote-unquote personality, whatever. It's just it's part of how I communicate, I guess. It's just a little bit leaves everyone thinking, something strange was just said.
Don't quite know what to make of that.
I don't know.
You know what's interesting, what's funny, that you don't know, but my Instagram explore page over the past, like, month or something is full of like autism stuff at the moment. Well, I must have been given one post on it, like something about, you know, there's a lot of like ADHD talk.
Like, there is.
People make reels about like lots of different like whatever, and I must have clicked on an autism post, and then I click on another autism post. It's like what I've done with Taylor Swift. Sure. Is now my explore page is just full of Taylor Swift. I'm a big Swiftie now.
I'm having that with Lily Rose Depp.
Oh, are you in that with her?
Which is so random.
It's weird what they serve you.
No, I don't love her at all.
It's weird what they serve you, because then you end up liking it.
I have no feelings about Lily Rose Depp other than I love Timothée Chalamet. So I love her via Timothée Chalamet.
yeah. Well, you can see her through the eyes of Timmy.
Of Timmy. So I'm kind of getting a bit of their relationship. But for some reason, it's just fucking Lily Rose Depp constantly. I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah. Well, the more you click on it, then the more it gets. But it's like, why am I clicking on it?
It's like some 16-year-old girl.
It was literally a year ago Taylor Swift was coming up on my thing. And I thought, that's weird. They think I really like Taylor Swift. But then I proved them right because I kept fucking clicking on it.
Turns out you do.
Turns out I'm obsessed. I don't know. It's just, I think it's really important to be honest about who we are. Like, I don't know. It sounds really deep, but I think there's lots of ways in life that we just aren't honest about who we are.
Well, I think also we come to this with like huge performance, but also we come to everything with performance. One comes to everything with performance.
But just in your waking life, whether you have a podcast or not.
Well, it's like I would go to class in a big fat performance, and I go to see my friend in a big performance, and it's like, actually, let's just strip it down. I think I really want to get over just the performance of life and just live as an authentic self, whatever that means.
Freely. Freely the banana girl.
Wait, what about Freely the banana girl? I used to live by her when I was like a really pushy vegan, aged like 16.
Shakes head. It's quite scary. What was I going to say? I feel like also another thing that I'm thinking about a lot, and kind of what brings us back, like right to the beginning of the episode where I was kind of crying about like not being worthy. And this is kind of a thing that I've been thinking about a lot. And we go through waves every week. One week it's your feelings are valid. The next it's be intentional. I had a whole thing about being intentional, which I still think holds up. But I think at the moment I'm thinking, and what I think a lot of people should be thinking, I think we could all do well to remember sometimes whether we're living... navigating life with a sense of feeling unworthy and undeserving, or are you navigating through life feeling deserving of good things? It's like, I turn up to good things and I feel I feel undeserving, or I feel undeserving to speak about my autism because I haven't thought it through yet. I haven't got a grip on it yet. You know, like, not me, but you get what I mean.
I'm talking through my voice. Yeah, we get it.
This is Wing speaking. Yeah, people are going to get confused. But I just think if you're meeting life with a sense of undeservingness, you're never going to find happiness or contentment.
And that you will be deserving once you have... lost 3 stone, and once you have married your dream man, once you have married James Acaster, for example, or once you
for example hypothetical,
there are so many things, or like once you have just got that promotion at work, like everything is just always slightly out of reach. I think that is capitalism, that makes everything just seem like happiness is, you're just on the brink of success, you're just on the brink of happiness, like, oh, if I just stick to these routines, or if I just do that little bit there, it'll be fine. But no, it won't be fine. Spoiler alert, it won't be fine.
Yeah, no, it won't be fine.
Because there'll be the marker will move and you'll just be striving for a new goal. You've got to be okay with the chaos. And that is the hard bit.
100%, that is the hard bit. And it's also hard, I think, it's like getting in before that even happens, before you've even established, okay, these are my goals. It's like the idea of having realistic goals for happiness. It's like, why do you think something is realistic to you? Oh, because you think you're only deserving of so much. And we speak about it all the time, like low self-worth. And like, even in the last episode, we were speaking like with imposter syndrome about the ways that we learn to be small and to lower our standards and just be quiet and blah, blah, blah. But I think there's a lot to be said about like, so you would see someone's big like New York penthouse apartment and you think, oh my God, that's stunning. But your first thought is, that could never be me. And it's like, you haven't even given yourself the opportunity to dream a little bit.
The opportunity to dream and be a bit deluded.
Yes.
I just think delusion is such a beautiful thing at times, obviously.
Me too.
Everything within moderation. But it's also, like, you don't want a big health, like, big fucking helping of delusion. But I think a little sprinkle of delusion on top.
Yeah, you're going back for seconds of delusion.
You just need a little cherry on top of delusion and everything is quite fun.
Yeah.
You see the big penthouse, you think that's stunning, is your first thought. But rather than placing, but realistically, on the budget that I'm on, how am I ever going to look at the state of my life? It's going to go this way. I think it's like, is it delusion or is it just reality? To be like, you don't know. Like, you actually don't know what's going to happen in your life. Like, look at the course it's taken so far. I am 99.9% sure that you won't have been able to predict where it is now.
100%. And also, you're deserving of amazing things and, like, amazing people. And you don't have to settle for scraps and scrappy-doos. You don't.
No.
That, I don't want that for you. That's not what you deserve. You deserve really fucking good things. You deserve the things that you want. You do.
Always. Literally always.
It's just that life is built to make you feel like you don't. It makes you feel like you're fucking mental for wanting that New York apartment penthouse, projecting everyone's dreams. But
a New York apartment penthouse is a very societally acceptable dream as well.
Exactly.
It's like, maybe you don't want the New York apartment.
Well, it's an acceptable, unrealistic dream.
Yeah.
For like a kid in fucking Warwick.
But maybe what you do want is a kind of small farm with lots of cows and pigs, talking from personal dreams. That would maybe be something I would love, but it's like, that isn't potentially, or like, I just want to move, get, buy a van, drive around, have a dog or a cat, and just like bake fucking sort of apple pie every day. Society's gonna tell you you're fucking weird,
you're a fucking loser. Yeah,
your society's not gonna be like that.
Yeah,
you're lazy.
Oh, it's just, why can't you just do like the rest, why can't you just get on with the real world like the rest of us?
Exactly. But it's like, actually, if you acknowledge that your dream might be a little bit, your dreams don't need to follow the neat package of what society tells you, basically.
Your dreams should be obscure to the people who have a life that you wouldn't want.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
You should be in a position where you can say your dream. You can look at someone and think, I don't want anything about your life. And you can explain your dream to them and they think you're a fucking nutter. That's how it should be.
That's the dream. That's the dream.
They shouldn't get it.
The dream is to confuse everyone's racist uncles.
Absolutely.
Just they're all going to be slightly confused after the Christmas dinner when you tell them what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
The people whose lives you don't desire and the people who you don't necessarily admire should not be able to understand your dreams.
No.
They shouldn't be able to make sense of what you want. They should think it's quite bizarre and they'll think that you don't deserve it. But you do.
Well, they'll say, how dare you? Your generation thinks that they're so entitled. It's like, maybe I am entitled to happiness.
Yeah.
Maybe just by being born, I'm entitled to follow my own like map to happiness.
Yeah.
And not follow your crusty old sat-nav, fucker.
So fucking true. Don't ask for directions from someone who's never been to the place you're trying to get to. We love that.
We love it so much. Saw on a TikTok, decided to live by it.
I love that we get increasingly more cringe in every episode. Yeah. It's like, after every episode, it's like, yeah, we couldn't get worse than that. And then the next week we come in, Jim Carrey said that you should love yourself. Ah, and we go crazy.
Also, it's kind of, Jim Carrey would listen to this and be like, please, please do not associate me with any of this.
Yeah, he's fuming.
If he knew he was part of this.
If he knew.
I really like this message. Someone said, I thought it was my scrappy ex that was making me unhappy. I dumped him last week. Woohoo! Celebration face. But I realized I need more help. And I think that's really true, because it's like, actually, sometimes the thing that we think is like the barrier in between us and happiness isn't necessarily what we think. And it's easy sometimes to have a scapegoat of, it's my shitty boyfriend, it's this scrappy dappy dude that I've been dating, he needs to go, he's gone. It's like, oh wait, but why do I still feel shit? Oh, now it's like, I'll find it's this thing. No, it's not your job, actually. It's maybe there is something, well, it probably is your job, but also maybe it's something deeper inside that's like, I actually don't think I'm going to be satisfied with anything until I come to a peace within myself.
100%. That's kind of the Lana thing that we love of, what does she say? It's like, you,
oh, I'll do it.
Go on, take it away.
Okay, let me get into it.
Are you going to sing it for us?
No, but I'm going to deliver it like a poem.
Okay.
I moved to California, but it's just a state of mind. Turns out everywhere you go, you take yourself. That's not a lie.
That's not a lie.
That's what Lana said.
So fucking true. Well, you think your life is going to be fixed when you move into that New York penthouse, but you get there and you realise, oh shit, I brought all my problems with me, because your problems didn't live in your hometown or wherever you are. They lived in you and you came with you. Oops.
You can pack up your bags, go off to California. Woohoo, new life in California. Mm. Fuck, I took myself. Everywhere I go, I take myself. That's not a lie.
That's not a lie. No.
That's not a lie. Lana told you it's not a lie.
You know what, though? I also think it's... I think I have this a lot with, so like, for example, you, here we go. Let me think about how I want to say this. You can tell on this podcast, we don't think before we speak.
Yeah.
Or we speak very quickly and our thoughts have to catch up.
So open your mouth and just see what comes out.
And just see what comes out, Michael Scott style. What does he say? He's like,
that's what I was just trying to think.
Sometimes I start a sentence and I don't know where it's going to end up, photosynthesis or something like that.
love, just everything about that, love.
But I think sometimes we think, oh, as soon as I get out of this situation, or as soon as I've got that, I can be happy, or as soon as I've dealt with that, or as soon as this person's out of my life, then I'll be happy. And actually, it sounds like a bit of a hard truth. It sounds like I'm delivering some sad news to you, but I actually think it's a positive thing that I've learned.
Honestly, bearer of good news right now.
Yeah, the bearer of good news. Don't shoot the messenger. Praise her.
Sort of your angel Gabriel coming down.
Send her sweet messages. Yeah. Support her on Patreon.
Genuinely.
But I think sometimes we think, oh, as soon as I've left that relationship, or as soon as I've left that toxic situation, or as soon as I've got out of this or entered that, I'll be fine. But actually, as soon as you have done that thing, you have left that relationship, or you have got out of that situation, or you have got into this new thing, it's not fine, because you're left now with the remnants and the symptoms of what you built up living in that situation for that amount of time.
Yeah. You've got like a greasy residue of like all of the shit that was said to you, all the shit you said about yourself, and just everything you did that didn't align with yourself. It's just coated in it. It's like, right, you've got to actually now work to like rid yourself of all those memories.
And you've grown. You're a new person now. You're meeting yourself again as maybe a grown woman for the first time. Of like, wow. Don't you think? Yeah, your divine feminine energy. Let's just sprinkle that into the sentence. Everybody loves to hear it.
Nice to meet you. How do you do?
But it's true. You are meeting yourself again now with all of your new knowledge, emotions that you've been through, come out the other side. You know, all of these new experiences, you're shaped into a new person. Mm. And some of it now is going to be not pretty, and it's going to be new things that you haven't dealt with. But if you've made it this far, you're ready to unpack the rest of it. And it's kind of the only option if you want to live a positive life. It's like, that was an amazing thing to leave a relationship that wasn't serving you, and hopefully it's all gone well on that end. And now, what an exciting thing to venture out into your new life with your new sense of self and your new problems, which sounds rough, but it's actually just part of the fun of life, is just growing through it.
Also, you don't want a problem-free life, a problem-free philosophy, Hakuna Matata. Sounds great for a while.
Well, someone said, I really liked that someone said, I'll never reach happiness because you have to feel sadness to appreciate the happiness. And I know, like, listen, we've all heard that before. Like, you have to be sad to appreciate the good times.
Oh, Ozzy. Ozzy's like, no, you don't.
Did you hear that?
It's Hakuna Matata lifestyle.
He's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. He's like, boring. Heard it all before. But this podcast is shit. I hope that's my vibrator.
Oh my god, it might have arrived.
I don't think it is. I think it's lost in the post. But anyway, quite funny that there's a vibrator somewhere with my name on it.
Yeah, we've been sent some vibrators. Ever so fun. Mine's arrived.
Sebby's got her now. I'm really jealous. That's the thing of going back to what I said at the beginning of like, your strength is kind of all of the shit that you've been through, because it does make you, you come out a whole new bitch. I know I say that all the time, a whole new bitch, but it's kind of just every day. You go to bed tonight and you say, thank you for who I am today. I can't wait to see what I'm going to be tomorrow.
Good night, Miley. See you in the morning, Miley.
Said Miley Cyrus. And I roll over. I give her a little kiss on the shoulder and I roll over.
Miley. See you in the morning. If you're filling your day with things like reading, listening to podcasts,
goes without saying,
doing any kind of like life things, talking to people, you know, living in the world, you are going to be changed. That stuff is going to change you. I watched the Woody Allen documentary, never going to be the same. I watched the Demi Lovato documentary, never going to be the same.
Changed forever.
Each one changes you. Each thing that you encounter changes you. Have a conversation, that changes me forever. And it's like, look, okay, I'm not the same person as I was before I watched that Woody Allen documentary. Now it's my mission in life to shut down Woody Allen. And shut down anyone that stands up for Woody Allen.
Shut down.
I'm taking it upon my... Yeah. It's like what happened after I watched fucking Blackfish. It was my mission to become the spokesperson of Tillicum, the orca whale.
It was your personality.
And I continued to sing his song loud and proud.
To fight that fight.
I'm fighting Tillicum's fight till the day I die, even though he did himself die.
But it is completely true. You are completely shaped by everything. You know what I thought was interesting? Mental health, genetic. Do you think mental health is genetic?
I always find this interesting.
I mean, there's research to say it is. You love nature nurture, don't you?
I love it. I love the idea of, not love the idea, but I love the conversation of, is generational trauma a thing? And can trauma stay in your genetics and things like this? I don't know. Do you believe that sort of how happy you can be is genetic?
Well, I was shocked to see that on the results, a big fat 70% of people said it's not genetic.
Oh wow.
I'm not that shocked actually, because it was phrased it's quite a lot, right?
Yeah, it's great. You've got strong feelings.
Yeah, they've got really strong feelings. I kind of just because I think there are lots of like mental illnesses that run in my family, and I mean just from a psychology perspective there is a lot of evidence. I guess you can find evidence for what you choose to believe. I didn't mean to say that, but whatever.
I don't know if you know about this saying. It's that you find the evidence for what you choose to believe.
I don't know if you know about the saying that we say in every episode.
I believe that some scientists also agree with that. Like, all scientists hear us say that every episode, and they're like, shut up. Like, shut up.
I think everyone, no matter who you are, you hear us in every episode and think, shut up. I think we learn a lot about... I think you learn a lot from your parents and your upbringing. And I guess... part of that is the genetics, and part of it is the biological answer and the nature side of things. But I also then think, yes, part of it is nurture and just the fact that not only is it genetics that have influenced the way that your parents have given you ideas about mental health and blah, 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 it's also the nurture.
It's the environment. Yeah.
And the way that they... it's the environment and the way that they've raised you. So it's like the biology that they've left you with, and also... the real, like, the behaviours.
Kind of running in tangent.
Yeah, it's both. But I think, because I definitely see, like, families and, like, I definitely see families, and then I also see people from communities or, like, people in their environments. You know, conformity is a big thing, and I think especially when you're growing up, you're such a sponge that I think you do just often lean into what you're shown. I think that you're shown like how to be in relationships. I think you're shown how to deal with the quote unquote real world. Like, I think if you've seen your parents kind of be a bit miserable, it's what's normalized, right? You know, there's this big thing of like normalize
healthy communication and boundaries, guys.
Exactly. Yeah. Like normalize like saying no when someone tries to rape you. It's like, this is not helpful. But yes, normalize it. Of course, mental health comes back to what's been normalized for you.
Completely.
Obviously, you can subvert that. I'm not saying you can't. I think I subvert it in lots of ways. I'm sure you do too. But it's not a surprise that people will say to you, oh, you're acting like your mum. Or like, oh my God, your dad does that.
Yeah, completely.
It's like, well, obviously.
You learn how to act from them, most likely.
And you are genetically them.
I find it so interesting. All of that. I think I could kind of... I would love to sit down with someone that actually kind of knew some evidence and would like actually tell me like what is what. Because I think there's so many things that you can see. People in my family say, you're so like blah, 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 a grandmother, a great, great grandmother that I never met.
Mm.
So it's like, well, she passed down no behavior to me or no...
that's so cool.
Kind of comedy or anything. She passed down no emotional responses to me other than literally, I guess, genetics or what it passed through kind of subconsciously through everyone else and whatever.
I didn't know.
Honestly.
It's in your blood. She knows more about you than you do.
You didn't tell me your dad was a seeker too, Harry.
Too, Harry. I didn't know. Oh, cutie pie.
So cute. Absolute cutie pies.
It's in your blood.
But that's the thing. It's like, you're a seeker. You never met your dad. You found out he's a seeker. So it's in your blood, Harry.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It's in your blood.
Yeah.
He didn't tell you, oh, you should be a seeker.
Yeah.
But I think there are things where you realise that your great, 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 great grandma, you see a photo and you're both kind of, she loved painting and she's got a similar painting style to you. It's like...
she's got the same phone case as you.
But it's like, oh no, that sometimes you do pass down certain things maybe. I don't know. I love the kind of romantic idea of that as well, but I kind of hope that's true. But also from a generational trauma thing, not so great.
Oh, it absolutely is true. It absolutely is true. It's like psychology. It's GCSE psychology.
Which I never did and I wanted to do so badly.
You should have done it. Yeah, you should have. Why don't you just tell people that you did it and just do a bit of Googling and then you'll have done it.
Mm.
But I think about that a lot in a racial sense of like, God, my ancestors, You know, Anne. But sometimes I think about like, God, what ways have I disappointed my ancestors by like leaning into whiteness, and what have I like rejected of that? It just becomes quite horrible. Mm. But, and I also, I love this like TikTok trend that was going around. I always see it on reels of people being like, oh, there's a really good one where she's like, watch me grow out of my wishing I was white phase. Have you seen that? Yeah. It's like the most stunning woman you've ever seen.
Well, there are a few of them, I think.
Exactly, yeah. And or it's kind of like, I used to hate my nose, and then I, and it's like lots
of, watch me grow out of my hating my nose
exactly.
Well, there's so many like, watch me grow out of my hating my natural hair phase, and it's like, oh my God, there's the most stunning thing I've ever seen.
Exactly, yeah. And they're using images of like people, like, you know, of underrepresented races and things like that. Just there are lots of different ways that we are all, well, not, I guess not all, but there are lots of different ways that we're underrepresented. And as much as representation isn't the be all and end all, it's just really nice to see people like, it's, I think it's a good thing to romanticize your own
life,
fucking life,
yeah,
your own shit,
and kind of be proud of it, because I think we're so
absolutely
so told to be ashamed of so much that we are all kind of fit within very niche things that we should all kind of be. And I think it's actually like, look, none of us fit in that, like, unless you literally are Gigi Hadid, and even then,
well, you deserve to be here, you're deserving.
Yeah, but it's like the chance that you fit within the niche mold are very slim, so let's all just stop trying to get there.
Gigi Hadid's dad is a man named Mohammed who was born in Palestine.
Well, there we go.
And Bella Hadid, her sister, put up a picture of his passport and Instagram removed it.
What?
Because it was like hate speech, because she put up a picture of her dad's passport that said he was born in Palestine.
What,
can you imagine?
Fuck? What the fuck?
So we've all got our shit going. Yeah.
Jesus. We say it every time, the world's bleak, but we're here for you, so it's fine. We're all in the bleakness together.
Yeah, we are. It is that we're all in it together. So should we start a Discord?
Yes.
We haven't said that on the pod, but why I want it to be on Discord is because Facebook, people get angry on Facebook.
I don't like Facebook, no.
I'm not here for angry vibes. Yeah, it's not like, look, who do you think I am? Literally Mr. Zuckerberg.
We're not in 2014, I can't go back.
Even, I'm not in 2010.
Yeah.
I've done the work to get away from 2010.
Although sometimes I wish I was doing a little status that would have like 10 private jokes in, like, do you remember the rubber ducky? And everyone's like, what does that mean?
Love today at the park.
Yeah, love today at the park with so tag them, yeah, tag them. Funny about the bins. And it's like, what does it mean?
It's funny that we still kind of do that, just in our, it's just in a new way. Yeah. The etiquette has changed and it will continue to change. But let us know if you want that kind of a big group chat vibe where we can all, you can share like your kind of, who you're speaking to on Tinder. What do I reply to this?
Please tell me you want this, because I need it.
Your cool new skirt.
What you're eating for dinner. You know, little things.
A cool podcast that you like that isn't ours. Like, whatever.
I need this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mental health shit.
I also didn't know what a Discord was, really. I was kind of like, what is a Discord? Like, I thought the only option was, if we want everyone to chat, which we obviously do, okay, the option is Facebook. It's like, no. When I heard about Discord, if you don't know what Discord is, like me, I mean, Wing sold me on it. It's like, cool. It's cool.
It's really cool. It's just also like the most lame thing ever, but it is very cool.
It's like you can have different channels, and it's like, right, okay, here we're going to talk about all the boys we're dating. Here we're going to talk about
all the girls we're dating.
The girls.
Here we're going to talk, like, yeah.
Nice.
It's just a cool, it could be really fun. And I know that there is a bit of a demand for, like, between you listening to find each other, because
you need to. You're also fucking cool.
Look, we've got some great, like, you're probably, yeah, you're fucking cool listening. And I know, I just, look, we would all get along. I just want us all to have rainbows and butterflies. What does she say? She's like, just all just bake a cake made out of our period blood and we can eat it. She doesn't say anything about period blood, but anyway.
I mean, if you've sat through this episode, which I really hope, well, if you're listening to this, you have. I mean, you must be in, because this, I mean, this episode got very, went in directions I never thought, but and they never do.
I think we keep taking it in this real, I don't want to do something fake. And I know that means that people will slip off and we're going to niche down and find people. But that only builds a stronger bond. It's like, and I'm not here to tell lies. Harry must not tell lies, whatever she makes him say.
Yeah, exactly. I must not tell lies.
Like, I'm not here to perform something. I think we can all get the most out of this if we're actually being really honest with one another and, like, just kind to one another.
Yeah.
Treat people with kindness. So I'm pleased to announce that our next guest is Harry Styles.
Oh my.
Should we manifest God. That?
Could you imagine? Everyone's like screaming.
Scream! going. Harry Styles is in the Discord. You have to get on the Discord. Please,
quick, Harry Styles just posted a picture of his Tinder screenshot. Help. Harry Styles just posted a picture of some avocado toast. God, I can't wait.
Let's do
to
it.
To get Harry Styles on the Discord.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, thank you for being here. Thanks, Seffi, for being here.
Thanks, Wing, for being here.
Thanks for all of the real... Thanks for all of the real combo that all of us... It's a real... All of us are doing this. You listening, you're... I don't know if you knew this, but you were doing something. You just kind of did something when you did... You just kind of did something.
You really did.
So thank you for...
Everything.
Honestly, everything.
Everything.
It's just nice to know that there are nice people in the world. Do you know what I mean? It's just nice to know that there are cool girls and cool people living their lives.
Yeah.
Out in the world, just like us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.